Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, yeah. Woo! It's Loveline, everybody. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew's a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
It's night off for you. No guest.
Oh, thank Christ. Yeah. I thought Pauly Shore was coming in here tonight.
I've been work. That's tomorrow.
I'm going to have to take a nap. I had a long, long day.
Really? What happened?
Oh, I had to do a bunch of promos for this new Comedy Central show.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What? Well, no. These are epic events. And not epic in the sense that they go forever. It's Adam going, wait a minute. Hey, no. Wait, let me see. No. This won't. Right?
Yeah. What do you mean? What am I saying?
You're trying to correct the copy a little bit, and I'm going, just say it.
No, they don't even do that just say it stuff with me anymore because I'm so horribly insulting. I just throw out most of it and have to fix it. But we went with one of their ideas and took like 8 hours and exhausted and took about 14 costume changes.
Oh.
You know, I can't stand getting dressed even in the morning.
I hope they were changed from like one set of slippers and pajamas.
No, I had to play myself times 8.
That's what I'm saying, slippers and pajamas and no?
In deep Culver City, too. Deep. At the airport, Culver City.
Oh.
Yeah. Deep.
Isn't that where all the strip clubs are?
No. I mean, that's by the airport. This is just way down La
Brea.
It's like Slauson. So deep. Man, do I hate TV. All right.
We're talking about our favorite show, though, tonight.
Blowout. That's my favorite show. I watched it tonight.
Oh, I did too.
Jonathan's.
I used to get my hair cut at that place.
Really?
Yeah, the woman, the tall blonde girl, cut my hair for a while. She moved from one place to another. She goes, please come to this one.
Why did you do that?
Because that's where she moved. She moved, you know, she was cutting sort of over by CBS, closer to us where we live. Mm-hmm. And then she goes, please come to this thing. And just too far for me.
Too far.
Yeah.
Who cuts your hair now?
Somebody back at the place where I always went before.
What do you pay? Be honest.
65, 80.
Whoa. Yeah. 80? Whoa. I thought you were cheap. Weren't you cheap?
I'm cheap.
What are you paying, $80 for a haircut?
I don't know.
Wow.
Do what my wife tells me.
I pay $10.
It's good.
I go to Barbaria.
Where is that?
That's Mexican lady.
Nice.
Yeah.
She's a Flo-bee?
She uses whatever, and she screws it up half the time, but it's
Flo-bee?
$10. No, she uses the buzzer, and I sit there reading Latin Entrepreneur magazine, reading about some chick who made a million selling churros. Yeah, it's awesome.
Wow.
In Spanish.
Huh. Yeah. In Spanish.
Yeah, it's $10.
You don't read my book in English, and you read Spanish
magazines? I don't read Spanish. I just sit there and look at pictures of Mexican chicks.
Right.
Yeah, but $10.
That's good.
$10. Yeah, because here's the
Flo-bee,
thing.
No Flo-bee, though, huh?
Here's the thing.
Let me tell you the Flo-bee. It was a vacuum cleaner with a clipper attached to it.
Yeah.
So it'd pull your hair up and clip.
My hair won't pull up.
Oh, yeah.
I got pubes on my head. What barber uses a Flo-bee?
I'm just kidding.
All right, well, if you're just kidding, knock it off. I mean, stop kidding the fifth time I ask you what the F you're talking about. I know, I thought you were kidding, but you just kept going with
the Flo-bee. Didn't know what a Flo-bee was. That's why
they know what a Flo-bee is, Chris.
You ever heard of a Flo-bee before this moment?
Huh?
Honestly.
Not really, no.
No.
Really?
I mean, when you're describing it, I know...
Those commercials have been off the air for 30 years, Adam.
Flo-bee.
They used to be on, like, daytime.
No, they've been off for a few years.
Really?
Yeah, they've been around for a long time.
They did it on a TV, though.
Hold on, Chris. You never heard of a Flo-bee?
No.
Wow. What is it?
Huh?
What do you do?
Get my haircut at...
No, I don't care if you get a haircut.
He means TV.
Here's what I'm asking. Here's what I'm picturing you doing. I'm picturing you putting a styrofoam ice chest on your head when you leave this studio.
Is there beer in it?
Packing it with wet towels and just running. Oh! and once in a while, some information...
Seeps in, literally.
Seeps in, that's and then good. You have to immediately undergo some sort of electrostatic shock thing to take whatever image popped in your head out of it.
Whatever.
No Flo, no Floby. Never heard
when
of Floby.
I think
hey, you're abusing a graduate, a junior college graduate.
Sorry,
come on.
I'm not talking about the description of it. I just mean the name Floby.
That's all right. I'm used to it. Whatever.
It sounds like a Furby. You know, people think about it as an animal. You know,
no
what I mean?
Floby.
No.
Okay.
I think the Flobies were before the Furbies.
Is that a haircut thing or what? What is it?
Hold on, Drew. Stop defending. By the way, you're the guy who said Floby 26 times. So if you think people shouldn't get it, then you're an idiot.
To me, it's a memory from my childhood.
It is not from your childhood.
Or maybe my young adult, very young.
Yeah, young adult. You were 41. Anderson, please save me.
Veal and venison.
We already did that.
They did that with Chris. All right.
Anderson, would you save me, please?
Yeah, I told you. They stopped going on air like 5 years ago.
They've been around.
All right.
They weren't around when you were a kid. That was like something else.
All right, okay.
All right. Drew, you wouldn't remember it if it happened when you were a kid.
I wouldn't recall it spontaneously, but if somebody were brought it to my attention.
Why don't they advertise them anymore?
I think somebody got their ear taken off.
No, I bet somebody tried to beat off with one, like they would with a vacuum cleaner.
Ooh.
And got sued.
Yeah. Even my mind wouldn't go there, Anderson.
Mark? By the way, just out of curiosity, you're in therapy. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about this tonight. You don't bring up your sexual habits with your therapist.
None of his business.
That's personal.
I haven't been to the shrink in a long time, Drew.
Well, interesting. You've not talked about masturbation in about 3 months. Really? Not with your usual verve.
I'm tired. On this show?
Yeah. Well, you obliquely referred to it, but you didn't talk actively about it the way you always have.
No,
are you okay?
I'm getting tired, Drew. That's all.
Is it
what?
You've made some progress in therapy, and so things have sort of become less compulsive?
Drew, first you go down the Floby aisle, and you find no purchase for your seed. Now you're going down the beat-off aisle. What are you insinuating?
I'm just a topic for discussion. It's just interesting. I was thinking about it.
I've moved on.
To
what?
I don't know.
All right.
We'll see.
Drew, here's the thing. I don't plan on being entertaining tonight.
Yeah.
So we're screwed.
All right.
You know what killed it, Drew?
What?
When he had to beat off by those nurses. When he had to produce for the doctor.
Oh, recently? Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's
sort of talked about it since then, really.
When you had to get your sperm tested.
Mm-hmm. That's about dignity. Behind.
Anderson, whatever we say, whatever we'd like to have a conversation about, he's not up for it. So let's just go on with the calls.
Go ahead. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
That's what I'm saying. You're not up for it. Let's go to calls.
All right.
It's good times. Mark?
Yes.
25?
Yes.
Yeah. Every once in a while I come in, I don't feel like doing the show, and it's fun to watch it just completely grind to a halt.
What?
It's tough to have a conversation with somebody that doesn't want to have a conversation, but we got callers. We'll go to that.
No, listen. You beat the crap out of the Floby. Then you insisted that it was from your childhood and that it's been off the air for 40 years when you're defending Chris. It's been off the air for a few years.
Hmm.
Hmm. Chris, you better hope I don't go ask producer Lauren.
If she's heard of a Floby?
If she knows what a Floby is, you're screwed. And I basically use you against her in the same threatening fashion when it comes to stuff.
Cool.
Where is she? I don't know. I'm going to go ask her. Drew, take the call.
Got it. Okay, Mark. 25.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mark. What's the deal?
Hold on, Mark. Do you know what a Floby is?
Not quite sure.
You have any sense of what it is? Guess?
No idea.
Okay. Right. No idea. Well, not quite sure.
Thanks a lot. You may dodge a bullet.
All right, Mark. So what's the question?
How can I get my girlfriend into different positions to where she won't get a bladder infection?
So every time you guys have sex, she gets an infection?
Unless it's missionary or her on top, and she can't, like, even on top, she can't even do, like, cowgirls. She can just missionary with that way.
In other words, she can just sort of lie on top of you?
Pretty much.
And then she doesn't get a urine infection?
Right.
All right, let's sort of define what we're talking about. This is something used to be called honeymoon cystitis, and that's because women have a very short distance from the bladder to the outside world. So when you start sort of pushing around down there, bacteria gets pushed up into the bladder, in particular in certain positions for some women. It's more likely to occur, as you're suggesting, Mark. And so you got to either find a position where it doesn't occur, or some women take antibiotics every day or every time they have sex as a way of preventing this. Something called macrodantin that's been advocated for this over the years, and Septra, you know, sulfa medication. So maybe she should talk to her doctor about things she could do. Your point is you want her to take on a new position?
Bad news, yeah. Chris.
Oh, she knew what it was.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Did she? How long has it been off the air as far as she's concerned?
Oh, listen, I was so elated that she knew what the Flowbee was.
How long has it been? How long, when was the last time you saw a television commercial for it? Hold up hands. How many years? Six years.
You were 41, remember?
Yeah, no. Not really. My life reset about 45.
All right, Drew. You ever get tired of being wrong?
No.
Doesn't it scare you that you're a doctor and you're wrong all the time?
If I got would I?
I'm wrong. What, people's feelings get hurt. You're wrong. People die.
Well, I'm getting wrong about that stuff. But if I'm wrong about this stuff, you think I'd keep doing it if I didn't like it?
If this is any indication.
Yeah, just use your deductive powers.
All right, Mark. What's Mark want?
He wants his girlfriend to try different positions so she doesn't get urine infections. Apparently she sort of can only be in certain positions, and it's not that great for them, but she could get some antibiotics and try different things then.
All right. Let's
see. There you go.
Getting emancipated. I'm kind of curious about that. Autumn?
Yeah?
Ooh. 16?
Yeah.
What's the matter, baby doll?
I hate my family.
Are they drug addict hippies?
Well, they were. Well, not my mom, but my dad was and my stepdad was.
Drew went with that because of the Autumn name.
Oh, yeah. And then she's from Oregon. Oregon.
Ooh. All right. And you want to get emancipated?
Yeah.
And are you asking how that works or whether it's a good idea?
Well, both, actually.
Why don't you start with the Department of Social Services, Child Protective Services. They probably are used to doing that kind of thing.
What is emancipation for? I mean, what was originally started for? I mean, you know, you hear about these, you know, celebrities, you know, Hillary Duff, she's 17, she's making $20 million a year, her dad's a deadbeat, so she's going to go do this.
It's basically kids that
But when you're just a 16-year-old chick from Oregon, what's it mean? If there's no abuse going on.
There is.
You know, there is abuse.
She wouldn't want to be emancipated if it were not a horrible situation.
Sometimes. Some people are just super rebellious and want to strike out on their own and stuff. What's going on in the abuse department?
When I was about 8 or 9, my stepdad, like, molested me until I was, like, 12.
Ugh. All right. Well, listen, he's a
hippie.
I love
the way they stop, too, when they start becoming no longer a child.
Yeah. But, you know, you know from your hippie upbringing that we can't judge.
Yeah.
It's impossible to judge.
It's just his preference.
Yeah, it's his thing. It's not wrong. There's no wrong. There's just different. That's all, you know. And are you still living with your stepfather?
Yeah, well, like, him and my mom, they fight, like, constantly, like, no other. And, like,
one is a drug addict, your dad, stepdad?
Yeah, my stepdad is. Well, he says he quit. He did it when, like, he molested me. And, like, I guess he quit. He went to this, I don't know, group or something, and... But the fact that, like, my mom's at work, he's gone, like, the whole time, and he'll just leave and not tell anybody where he's going, and, you know, he always looks like he's on something, but, like, I know he smokes pot, because I do it with him.
Beautiful.
Healthy. That must be nice to be high in front of the guy who molested you 4 years ago.
I got a letter from a guy in Oregon. Get this guy's name. Mark Hansen, who sent a newspaper article from... What's this now? The Willamette Press or something. Willamette Week. And it's, you know, advocating on behalf of marijuana and stuff. And they interview people who are severe opiate addicts going, well, you know, marijuana lets me cut down on my OxyContin. And it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Why did he send it to you?
Just because he was so outraged by the article.
I see. Autumn. Well, we'll get into that in a minute when we wrap up with Autumn. But, Autumn, so you're smoking pot with the guy now.
Yeah, but...
And he's not abusing you anymore.
Kind of, no.
What do you mean, kind of?
Well, I mean, like, he used to touch me, and, like now, like, I've only seen him done it once recently. Well, not recently, like, a couple months ago, but, like, he was jacking off in front of me, and I left.
Hey. Well, how about your mom? What's the deal with her? How come she can't come to your aid in some way?
My mom, like, she's a good person, but I know she has lots of problems. I mean, she has a hard time trusting people, and she's really...
Oh, because she was sexually abused, too, of course. That's why she brings in these abusers.
Drew, there's no patterns. You can't judge.
It's just their thing.
They're things. Everything's random. How do you know? There's no rhyme. There's no reason. And by the way, these a-hole retard idiots who do this, like, everyone's an individual and everyone's free to make
will,
their own thing
free
and all that.
Choose the choice.
Where are you willing to stop with your stupid, retarded unthought out. There's everything sort of random thing. Like, what about seasons? Like, we're in summer now. Do we know fall's coming?
Yes.
Or we might just skip ahead to winter.
You know,
might just go right. Or what about just 5 years of summer? Like, what are you guys willing to admit is a cycle, is cyclical, happens in a cadence, happens because, you know, X and Y equals Z? Like, where are you willing to admit this is going to happen? You certainly are good with it when you're talking about the man. When we talk about oil companies, you figured out their patterns. Figured out everyone's pattern. How come not this one?
Yeah.
Where are the patterns? No patterns in life, or just when it pertains to your simple ass? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know what you're saying.
How dare everyone?
You know, I will be, this will air, this show as I'm speaking will be, let's see, Wednesday night. It will be airing in Washington, D.C., where I'm going to be talking on Capitol Hill to a group of Capitol Hill interns. You know, all the staff interns and stuff, people that serve the Congress and stuff. So I'm going to bring this up.
Please do, Drew.
Oh, we'll see. I only wish you would come with me to this and stand up there on the podium and just let them have it.
I do, too, but I'm too tired.
He's too tired.
Jameson.
Autumn? Anderson, don't. Thank you. So, Autumn, here's the deal. How would your mom feel about you becoming emancipated?
Honestly, I don't think she'd let me. She'd be all like, what's going on and stuff like that.
All right, so what's the deal here? What is your goal to get her to come back in and help you and rescue you? Or what? Are you just going to leave no matter what she says?
I don't know. She loves the guy so much, and I want her to be happy.
Autumn, here's the deal. You need to get Department of Social Services involved. That's the only way this is going to happen anyway. And once they get involved, they will help you make some choices. You need to tell them about him jacking off in front of you and the abuse and all that. You need to tell them that.
Then
you're not going to get emancipated.
All right, well, let's try it this way.
What about child welfare or something like that?
Do you have friends?
Yeah.
Do you do okay at school?
I actually do really good in school.
By the way, let school be your motivation for getting way the hell out of Dodge. I mean, your job should be get good grades, graduate fast, and get the F out of...
That's how you get emancipated. You go away to school.
Right.
Get some funds, loans for college or something.
You need to talk to social services. If you won't do that, talk to your mom. If your mom's not going to do anything, talk to a counselor at school. Maybe even a friend's parent.
I was going to say, spend as much time out of that house as possible with your friend's house.
Yeah.
Be careful with guys you're attracted to. You're going to be just like your mom, being attracted to abusive a-holes.
I'm just saying, there's no patterns.
If there were laws governing human behavior.
Jessica?
Yeah?
It'll be interesting if there were, Drew. I'd like to see what kind of planet.
How dare you? That's suggesting that humans are not free. Right. Created in God's image.
Jessica?
Yeah?
22?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hang on one second, Jessica. I think that's one of the reasons people have trouble with this, because one of the sort of cultural heritages we inherit is we're made in God's image, and God, and he wouldn't be screwed up like this.
Yeah,
you know, he would.
Interesting.
And why would he have put that into us? That's such a crazy, bizarre sort of a. The only way you can make reason out of it is to look at evolution and figure out where it had a function.
Yeah, I'm really. Here's what I'm starting to realize as I travel through life. A, people are exquisitely dumb.
Can we modify that and say primitive? Dumb and primitive?
Whatever you want to call it. Just primitive, dumb, whatever you want to call it. And the next thing is there's no emphasis on correcting that. And the government seems to actually be going the other direction. We always get presidents up there that are talking about Jesus Christ. And I've never heard anyone talk about anything that would seem... or lead to solving that problem at all. So I don't know if the government has a vested interest in that. It seems almost intentional.
Makes you paranoid when you think about it. Because it is so...
If you really do think about it, yeah. The government just almost seems like they don't want the public to be too educated, or at least psychologically educated.
Mm. All right, Jessica, here we go.
Okay.
This is where you talk.
We won't
interrupt.
My boyfriend is... a little bit older than me, and he has a piercing, and I was giving him oral sex, and when he got done, he pulled out, and his piercing hit my tooth, and so now I have a black tooth.
What do you mean? You mean you cracked the tooth?
No, it just turned it black.
And
that's a dead tooth.
So I didn't get why that would happen, and I have a rash around my mouth from where he ejaculated.
Wow. 1-2 punch.
How long before it turned black?
It was probably about a week.
Seems fast.
Seems a little fast. And then what does the rash look like? This is never good, but...
It's just really red, just right around my mouth area.
Is your tongue sore or your cheeks sore?
Not really. It's just like my lips and right around my mouth.
Good times.
On the outside.
Yeah.
That's where the semen hit you?
Yeah.
All right. What are you going to do? What are you talking?
I don't know.
That's your dad's like, what happened to you, sweetie? Interesting story. Well, you know Jim, right?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
He's got a C ring. That's more of a C bracelet. Anyway, what's for dinner? All right. This guy sounds like a perfect gentleman.
Could be herpes.
Yeah.
It's always a possibility. Could be yeast.
Well, he's been tested for STDs. We both went down and got tested together.
Well, there is no test for herpes.
Yeah, I'm going herpes on this one.
Yeah.
But the black tooth.
Herpes would be inside the mouth, too, though. So it's kind of weird. So I don't quite know. It may be related to the tooth injury. Like maybe there's an infection in there and somehow you react to that. Again, it makes me... Do you have cracks in the corner of your mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes me think of yeast.
How about you go to the dentist?
Well, I don't know. It's just really embarrassing because we went to get pictures taken and everybody's like, what's with your black tooth grin? And I was like, shut up, dude. Don't make fun of me.
Well, Jessica, get that tooth saved. Oh, that tooth's probably dead already.
One more. Someone has to write these examples down of why. I'm going to do a mosaic of why we have a decoupage, a collage. Why we have the dumbest collars. Because it's like...
Yeah.
Whenever I say something like, well, why don't you go get this thing taken care of, they just give you an example.
A story.
Of why you need to take care of it. Yeah, why don't you go to the dentist and have this checked out? Oh, man, we were going and taking pictures the other day, and the dude was like, why is your tooth black?
I told him to shut up.
Yeah. Why aren't you? Here's my, okay, follow-up question. Why aren't you going to the dentist?
Why I told the guy to shut up.
Okay. Now, you told the guy to shut up at the photo mat. Now... Why aren't you going to the dentist?
Because I don't have any money for it.
All right. Well, there's an answer.
There are county facilities, dental schools. Go check it out. You got to save this, too.
Well,
it may be too late.
Should I give them? I mean, I can't just be like, oh, yeah.
You tell them you bit on a fork and you cracked your tooth. Come on.
It's not cracked.
Or whatever, and it suddenly hurt. Come on.
Jessica, please tell me this is a bogus call.
No.
Well... You don't think there's anything that could cause any kind of tooth trauma? No, the only way someone has lost a tooth is because of the evacuation of a C-ring?
I think it's ampling.
I don't know what to tell them. I mean, I'm not good at coming up with the excuses.
All right, Jessica, here's what you need to know. The history is not important. What they see when they examine is what's important. You just tell them you banged your tooth on something, and this is what happened a week later. That's it. You're chewing on some ice. How?
So okay. If I don't go, will I just walk around with a black tooth grin forever?
Or it will fall out.
This is—I think this is bogus. Now,
nobody would think of a black tooth grin. They wouldn't think of it. It's too specific. One of our callers,
Jessica. Please tell us this is bogus.
No, it's not. I'm seriously giving my boyfriend head.
No. Okay.
Oh, no. Yes, we understand.
We understand.
Okay. Now that's what made it real.
Okay.
The twisted response.
Do you have any children?
No.
Please go.
Okay, please sew your vagina shut.
Stay with the oral.
Just with the oral.
Here's the deal, Jessica. You're going to have to see somebody about that rash anyway, and a dentist should be able to take care of it, I would think.
All right. Look.
She wants to argue with us about
this? Go to the goddamn dentist. You have a black tooth.
Go to the county facility, dental services, or go to dental school. There you go. It's all you got to do.
Here's the good news. It probably didn't hurt her in the looks department. Probably. She does have that black tooth.
It fit.
Yeah. Or why don't you just leave it in and just take a Sharpie to it and have it actually look like it's missing? Like you got a hockey fight. All right, let's take a break.
Please,
Where are we?
We're taking a break.
Anthrax
No,
shots,
break.
Stays erect after sex.
I want to keep my options open when I get back.
All right, we'll be back after this. Yeah. Loveline. Slosh a little water on my face. Now I'm ready to rock.
I can tell.
Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Let me say this, Drew.
Yeah.
I was talking about panda bears today.
Yeah.
I watched, I was watching the news last night, and a panda bear gave birth
at
the Washington, D.C. Zoo.
Yeah.
You heard about that?
Yeah, I did.
And here's the thing. You know I've always had a beef about the pandas and about the Chinese and about all the hoops we have to jump through to get hold of these things.
Yes.
And we have to kiss their ass. We have to name Mitsu,
Ling Ling,
and Bok Choy and other crap like that. Meanwhile, we give them hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Hundreds
we bring them millions. We bring them over here. We take care of them. They only lease them to us. They don't sell them to us. Then when they give birth here, they have a lease on the kid. It's like 2 years. And they give us a goddamn list of approved Chinese names for the kid.
Wow.
Let me just tell you, first order of business when I'm in charge.
Oh, I know.
Hey, is this on? Yeah. Attention, this is the round I speak it. Whatever these wretched creatures are on our soil, we're keeping them. That's number one. We don't lease animals. The moose you have and the donkey, keep it. We're going to keep these pandas, number one. Number two, they're not that great. They're surly animals who we have to beg to F one another.
They're not bears.
They're not even bears. They sit there and eat bamboo.
Yeah.
That's about it. Uh-huh. I think the reason we like them is because they sit on their fat ass and we look at their little cute paws all day long. But we're not choosing a name off your stupid approved list. And I guarantee there's no Brad or Larry on that list.
No.
It's just a whole bunch of crappy Chinese names. We're not choosing that. You know why? Because he was born on American soil. You know what that makes him?
Citizen.
That makes him a citizen of these United States, my brother. And the little panda, little Fred, he's staying. Ernie.
Cooley.
Jim. I just like to piss him off just by calling him Jim. He's Jim. We're calling him Jim.
Panda Jim.
Yeah, and they're like, why you? Because we want to. That's why we're calling him Jim. He stays. You take the fat ones that don't want to F, you take them back. We'll take Jim, and don't worry, we're going to clone him from now on. You don't need any more of you fat pandas over here that won't F each other. And by the way, is there another animal that dislikes effing as much as pandas?
I know.
We sit and stare at him for 10 years. Would you please F that other panda? Nah.
Give him a little break. I mean, you don't know who they're in the cage with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe it's a bull dyke panda and the guy's not into it. Then we give him Viagra. We show him panda porn. We give him all sorts of stuff. They will not F each other.
That's funny.
Other animals cannot not F. Other animals F so much they F things out of their species. They also just F, you know, sofa pillows and beanbag chairs and throw rugs. Animal. A dog will F anything. Horse will F a mailbox. Do you know?
Is that true?
A horse would F a squid if it could swim. You know what I mean? There's nothing a horse won't. Horses just start F-ing stuff. Rhinos, everything. They just hump. They can't. No, there's no animal that doesn't just F its brains out constantly. These pandas can't get them to do it.
No.
And the Spanish fly, play a little music for them, give them a little Viagra.
You know, I did
nothing.
I did a piece, what?
You know, I'm just going to say, you know, I think it would be funny.
What's that?
If the panda, like, first off, we got the two pandas together and we, like, show them a little panda porn, give them a little Viagra, see if we can get it. And we came back into the cave, give them a little privacy, and we come back and the panda's just getting oral. Just getting a nice BJ. And then later on we come back and he's giving it to her, but it's in the ass. It's just in the ass. Because I really think this is the next step of a panda punishment. I think they mock us. And then he's having intercourse. He's actually it looks like he always pulled out, he's finished on her chest. Huh. Yeah, remember her face used to be black and white? Now it's just white. That would be the ultimate if China could train a panda bear to just pull out at the last.
That's the one they'd lease. That's the ones they'd lease.
They just lease the ones that pull out. It must be. And they're probably midgets and little panda outfits.
I just did a thing for my Discovery Health Channel show, and we did chimpanzees. You know how chimpanzees like humans. And chimpanzees ain't got that problem.
Oh, no.
They can come out as babies every morning. It's like chickens. You know, it's like, oh, what do we do here?
Oh, yeah.
They had to give them vasectomies and medication, and all the females are on Depo-Provera,
right.
And it's like,
and all the animals All the other animals we wish would slow it down a little bit in the effing department. But the one animal we'd like to see do some effing is the panda. They'll have none of it.
Thus it becomes a endangered species. Yeah, that's why,
all I'm saying.
That's why the will is expressed through sexuality is a good thing.
All I'm saying is if we give China a donkey or a moose or something.
A moose.
What do you think they're going to call it?
Ling Ling.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's not going to be Fred. And I'm just saying, this is our panda. We borned it on this soil.
So a moose has to be called Bullwinkle when you send it over there.
In Washington, D.C., the capital. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a disgrace.
Here's my thing to China. We'll give you the other ones back. We'll keep this one. And here's the deal. You got a problem? Come get it. Come get it. Yeah, that's right. I didn't think so. I think you had the guts. Goddamn panda bears, Drew. I just wonder, and it's so funny because they're talking to all these little kids. They have all these school kids around. I'm watching the news, and like, what do you want to call the panda? And this little black girl's like, Oreo, which for a minute was weird. And then I thought, oh, no, yeah, perfect. I get it. Yeah, Oreo is a great name perfect. For a panda. Yeah. And then like the other kid, we'll call him Trixie or something. All of a sudden I realized, no, nah, it's going to be Mach Moosh Moosh. You know what I mean?
Mooshu, it's
going
to Mooshu.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be Chung Wah. You have little 9-year-old kids going, let's see Chung De Go Young. Yeah, people not being able to pronounce the name. Yeah. Screw that. It's our panda. It costs us millions of bucks. And we don't own it? Please. Just keep it, Drew. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When do you think most Americans would get behind that?
Oh, yeah.
Chloe?
Whoop, can't hear. Chloe?
Yes.
There we go. Go ahead. Speak up.
Hi. I have a question. I had a brain injury 5 years ago.
What happened?
Car accident.
So was it like a skull fracture?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a Flowbee?
I have. I used to watch an infomercial.
Hold on a second.
Huh?
Yeah, the infomercial
is
great.
It keeps getting worse for engineer.
See,
Chris.
I never watched the infomercial.
Yeah, no kidding.
You got that cooler over your head. You can't.
Yeah,
styrofoam cooler packed with wet towels
and beer.
Oh, all right, Chloe.
So you had some sort of a concussion or a contusion? What kind of injury did you have?
I don't know. It's kind of a long story how it happened.
Right, let me just ask you, did you need a brain surgery?
Yeah, what do you mean a long story? Did you get whacked in the head or did you have like a tumor?
Car accident, she said.
Car accident.
So, yeah, did you need
a surgery?
No, I had, they said, I don't know, this is all what everyone has said. I had something in my head. They had to shave my head, part of it, and all I know, it was traumatic brain injury, and I was in a coma for a
week. They had to shave your head. They had to go in, right?
Well, they might have just put a ventriculostomy in. They were in a coma for
how
long?
So it didn't swell?
I was in a coma for a week and a half.
All right, so you at least had some sort of very severe, probably a contusion. Did you have any bleeding in the brain?
I don't know.
Did they need to evacuate some blood from your skull?
I don't know.
Is there still a hole in your skull?
No.
Okay. So you had some kind of significant injury, probably contusion.
Chloe doesn't sweat the details.
I know. I like the way she doesn't trust what everyone who actually was awake looking at her tells her about what happened.
She's had a brain injury.
But yeah. No, she should be fine now, but it certainly can affect. You can have long-term changes in personality, memory, mood, those sorts of things.
Well, I had to, whenever I woke up, I had to learn everything again.
Oh, my. Yeah.
I had to learn my family's names and who I was. And one thing that really saved me, and this is kind of my own, I guess, little commercial or whatever, I had written in a journal since I was 15.
Mm.
And so I got to read my life again, and that was really good.
Could you remember any of it as you read it?
Some. Not a bunch, but, you know, I figured that's my handwriting, so once I learned to read again, I had to learn to read again and write.
Wow. I'd finish my journal and kill myself. I barely graduated high school, I didn't get laid, and I started cleaning carpets. What the? This sucks.
Thank God I'm starting again. You would have been
no,
second
be
chance.
Like, please, too bad that car didn't finish me off. This is horrible. I can't believe this is my life. This sucks.
So how are you doing now? Are you able to function normally?
Yeah, for the most part. I have horrible problems with depression.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
None of that before the head trauma?
Mild, I think, depression, but nothing like what I have now.
That's awesome.
Debilitating. And, you know, I mean, I've got a neuropsychologist or a psychiatrist. I've got a psychiatrist. I've got a psychologist.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of these people, but they can't really tell me anything, and that's why I'm calling.
Well, hang on, Chloe.
They seem like they're telling you a fair amount of stuff.
If they can't tell you anything, there's nothing more to be told.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've asked if my depression is because of the brain injury, you know.
I would say yes. I think it's a reasonable bet.
How about your family? Do they have depression?
My mom and, well, my grandmother is bipolar.
But you're all right, so you're prone
maybe
to depression. That's fine, but head injury certainly could bring these things on. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. And so?
And then, you know, I got married. I've been married for 3 years.
All right.
And since, you know, I really have a hard time with sexual stuff. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not very sexual. The antidepressants are just...
Yeah, they shut you down. Sure.
Yeah, right, and I was just wondering if there was anything that.
What, Drew?
I want to. I didn't hear
what
the question.
What do you do? You're shut down.
Well, she
takes an antidepressant.
Actually, she should consider electric shock therapy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's something that doesn't necessarily have those side effects, and then she's off it. You know, she gets it done, and then she's off the.
Is that good if you've had a brain injury?
Well, it's very powerful, and it's had a bad rap over the years, but it's basically doing the same thing as the medication. It's just doing it in a treatment episode where you conduct an electrical current through the brain that raises all the chemical levels.
I think it freaks people out, but...
Well, their sense is somehow they're having a seizure. No, you lie there, you're asleep, a current goes through your head, you wake up, and that's that. It's a very simple procedure.
People say it's really effective.
It is really effective. And it's for recalcitrant depressions, for people that are, you know, particularly biologically based depressions. Sometimes nothing else works.
Chloe, how about a little electroshock therapy?
Have you thought about that?
I really...
Have they brought that up to you?
No, they haven't. I think maybe I heard something about it one time, not very long.
All right.
Here are the deals in the medication that don't affect your libido. There's Wellbutrin, Cerazone, Remeron. Those are the three that will not affect libido. Just about everything else can or will.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is you've had a head injury. You should see an endocrinologist to make sure that things are sort of hormonally intact. Your pituitary can get kind of knocked around by all these kinds of things too.
Mm.
And so you may have decreased levels of testosterone or estrogen. And replacement of those can be very important as well.
Don't be a good name for that panda. Owl.
Owl?
Just Al.
Al. Yeah, Al the panda. Be perfect.
Yeah, just Al.
Yeah.
He looks real funny. Short. Super short.
Yeah, it'd be Al's place.
Just Al. And they, like the Chinese ambassador would be all outraged. He'd give a list that has 5 million characters on it, Chinese characters on it. We have to pick from them. We went with Al. Here's a bomb. Take it back with you. Shouldn't we be bombing China?
No, Adam, no.
Why not?
No, it's because it's bad. It's bad. Violence is bad.
Listen, I don't know that much about China, but if this panda bear thing is...
It's not. It's us being It's us being pussies.
You imagine,
it's not them. It's us.
Imagine if a president just had to wave us to talk about that kind of stuff. Just right in the middle of a rousing speech. And you know another thing? F those Chinese. We're keeping the panda. It's ours. Paid millions for it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Just saying.
And... I'm going to mate him with a bald eagle. Going to have an eagle panda. Winged panda.
Yeah.
Chupa panda.
Just a feathered panda.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break, Drew. Who are we going to talk to when we come back?
Talking to Anthony.
Anthony stays erect after sex for an hour.
Yeesh.
Something happened. We'll take a quick break. Talk to him after this. Yeah. There you go, everybody. Love line. Madam, that's Drew. Let's keep on partying here. What do you say, buddy?
Let's go. Break it down.
Earn our keep. Anthony?
Yes. Hello?
21?
Here we go.
Yes. Here we go.
I broke my back about a year and a half ago.
What do you mean you broke your back?
I rolled an ATV about 70, 80 miles an hour.
So you got a fracture of one
vertebrae.
Shattered two vertebrae. Got it. Okay.
And since my accident, I've noticed that I have a slightly different erectile dysfunction. After sex or after masturbation, I stay erect.
Are you on medication now?
No, I'm not.
Were you for any period of time?
I was on a lot of different stuff, some antidepressants, some seizure medication, Vicodin. I mean, pretty much everything under the sun.
And how long have you been off the stuff?
For about 6 months.
You're on nothing now, huh?
Yes.
Not even antihistamines or anything like that?
No. Right. They haven't taken the Vicodin normally and some other stuff for, like, my bladder, but I quit doing all that because the pain medication was just making me constipated, so I just...
Stopped it 6 months ago?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Funny. I it's hard to sort of make sense of that. Mm. I wonder if he was sort of out of... I don't know.
Yeah. Let me just say this. I don't know about boners, but all-terrain vehicles.
Yeah. Oh, is that what he rolled, he said?
Yeah. I think so.
80 miles an hour on an all-terrain vehicle?
70 or 80, yeah. Well, they'll get going.
Oof.
Here's the thing. Haven't we learned a lesson from Ozzy Osbourne, number one? Number two, those things are the most dangerous things in the world.
Yeah.
You want to know why, though?
Why?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because it's not like you can't kill yourself on a dirt bike.
Yeah.
It's basically two wheels, and this thing's three or four.
It's the weight?
Well, the thing lands on you sometimes. Yeah. But the real reason people, besides they're unwieldy, they always roll and stuff. But the real reason people F themselves up on that is when you get on a dirt bike, it's like what? Gear up. Boots, helmet, pads, whole thing, chest protector, put my leathers on, gloves. Guys gear up to get on a motorcycle. They get on the ATV, they're wearing flip-flops and cutoffs.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, I'm just going to take a...
Yeah.
I'm going down.
They get going, it sounds like they get going fast.
What ends up happening, and I'm not saying this is what happened to this kid, but what ends up happening is it's four wheels. It doesn't feel like a motorcycle. It doesn't feel that dangerous. So they just hop on with the flip-flops and the cutoffs, and they're just going to go down to the stream, and they've had a couple of beers, and they're going to go pick up their son. And as they get a little more comfortable on it or whatever, they start sort of hot-dogging it. Next thing, the thing rolls on them, and they're naked.
Yeah. I think you're right.
They're not wearing helmets. They're not wearing pads. They're not wearing boots. They're not wearing all the stuff that these guys wear when they go out dirt bike riding.
Yep.
Thank you, Drew. It's the same thing with firecrackers.
Huh?
Here's what happens with firecrackers. This is why you blow your hand off. You get an M80.
Oh, M80.
Or even a regular one.
Okay.
You get an M80, and it's like this. All right, listen. Put it out in the sand. Light a stick.
Run.
You lean over with that stick, light the fuse, and then start running.
Yeah.
Everyone runs. The thing blows up.
Fast forward. 2 hours.
2 hours. And 12
beers.
Back.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to light this thing off at Tipperilla. I'm going to be hanging on it. And the guy's yelling, okay, this time let the fuse burn down a little so when you throw it, it blows up in the air instead of landing in the sand. Then the hand blows off.
Yes, right.
See, it's the sort of part where you get comfortable
with dangerous things.
Yes. Now, here's the deal. You should always be a little bit scared of a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. You should always be a little bit scared of a firecracker. You should always be a little bit scared of an ATV. You lose your fear of the ATV because you see some chick putting around on one through the campsite with her daughter sitting on the fuel tank and the kid's in a diaper, you know, and you're like, let me hop on that thing. That's where the trouble begins.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Wow, Drew. Takes a big man to admit when I'm right. Sarah?
Well, no, Anthony, we're not done with him.
Yes.
He's fine.
All right. I don't know what that erection thing is all about. Maybe he was out of commission for a while. Maybe it's something to do with withdrawal from the medications he was on. I doubt it's something structural with the back injury, unless you're having other motor or neurologic symptoms associated with your previous injury.
Sarah?
Yes.
22.
Yes.
You slept with your friend's husband and got pregnant?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have other kids?
No.
All right.
Well, I'm kind of freaked out because I came from, like, a really strong Mormon family.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Were you having an ongoing affair with this guy, or was this a one-time thing?
Just one time. I've had a thing for him for a long time.
You Mormon?
Yes. Right.
And a thing for him or a thing against the best friend?
A thing for him.
Yeah.
Thing against the best friend, against the husband, and against the family of origin.
Right.
A little resentment.
What do I do?
Do you say this? Is this the husband of your best friend or just a friend?
A husband of my best friend.
You a Mormon? How long have you been your best friend?
For like 6 years.
Jeez. 6 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a way to treat the best friend?
I'm just curious. I couldn't help myself.
Interesting. Let's get back to her after the break.
Hang on, Sarah. There's a lot here. Hang on. Keep Sarah on hold because I think there's a...
Got to dissect this a little bit.
A lot of gold to mine from Sarah. Uh-huh. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah! Woo! Yeah! Little System of a Down. Rocket. Changing their sound a little bit.
I like it, though.
Hey, that's a Stone Gas Jam. Stone Jam.
Is that what that is?
Stone Jam. Yeah, our good friends, System of a Down. John and Chavo and Ling Ling and Mitsuk and Chung Hua. Great guys. Awesome. All right.
Remember, still
pissed off about that Armenian genocide, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about a traumatized population. You can't meet an Armenian without them bringing that up.
Yeah. Can't judge, unfortunately.
But speaking of Ling Ling and the pandas, remember the guy that pissed you off so badly when he tried to sell you knives?
Yeah.
What was his name? Sing Sing? Bing Bing?
I think it was Ling Ling.
Was it?
Yeah.
Pan Pan.
Pan Pan. Oh, Anderson. Yeah. Here's what happened. What's wrong with people? What's wrong with your wife? What's wrong with Pan Pan? There was a guy who was...
It's a high school graduate.
High school graduate. He went to your high school?
Yeah.
Alumni of your high school. He was like a volleyball coach or something.
He still is. He coaches my daughter still.
I wouldn't trust that guy. If I had a pet raccoon, I wouldn't let that guy around it. This guy. So anyway, what happens is one day... It's a Sunday morning. I remember as if it was yesterday. It's a Sunday morning, and I'm driving my car for some unknown reason. It's like 9:10 in the morning, and I'm driving my car on a Sunday morning. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know why I'm up. But I'm in my car, and I'm driving down Franklin Boulevard, and my cell phone rings, and it's Pan Pan. Who? Pan Pan. Who are you? Drew's wife. Yeah. She told me to call you. Why? I sell knives. On my cell phone? She gave me your number.
Oh my God.
What do you mean you sell knives? I sold her some knives. You want to buy some knives? What? How did you get my number? Drew's wife gave it to me. But my... You give it a cell phone number? Yeah. And you what do you do? You're a surgeon?
You took it? You called it?
No, I sell knives. You want to buy some knives? I sell high-quality knives. What? I'm thinking like, okay, first off, I can't believe your wife's giving out my cell phone number to some guy selling knives. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Drew, I don't want to tell you how to conduct yourself.
That was awesome.
If that was my wife, I would beat the F out of her. I would just go home and beat the crap out of her. So I'm like, look, okay, so what do you want? I sell knives. Drew's wife bought some, and listen, go over to Loveline. Go meet me and Drew over there, and I'll show me what you got. I'll buy some steak knives off you or something, anything to get them off the phone. So I get them off the phone.
And eat this phone number.
Yeah. So he comes in a couple days later, maybe that night, whatever. I'm looking at the catalog, and these knives aren't cheap. I mean, you want to get a good set, it's like $5,000 or something. But he shows me a couple of real high-end cleavers. By the way, there's something nice about a cleaver.
Yeah.
There's something nice about nice cutlery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just well-handcrafted in West Germany, you know. It just feels good, you know. So I'm like, what's one of those cleavers set you back? It's like, I don't know, $115 a cleaver. I'm like, you know what? Give me two of those. Give me one for me, and I'm going to buy one for my pal Jimmy. I bet he could use one of those, too. And immediately starts in, that's it? Yeah. That's all? You're not going to buy anything else? Well, you know, with tax, I got $250 worth of cleaver there.
Yeah.
Now, how about some steak knives? Nah, I don't want any steak knives. How about this? Nah. He just keeps going. He would not shut his face.
He was following you around during the breaks and stuff.
Following around. Come on, would you buy more?
But then he got kind of indignant.
He got PO'd.
Yeah, like, you're not, what the hell?
Yeah, he got weird on us.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, I don't want any knives. I just threw you a bone. And by the way, $250 on cleavers are more than the entire Corolla clan has spent on automobiles in the last 20 years. Are you kidding? I'll give you $250 for something I don't even... It's a, sort of a, almost a novelty just to sort of get shut you off my back, up and get you off my back. And you ride me like a rented mule now? She kept going. He kept going. I just remember Jimmy was doing the radio show that night.
Oh, that's right.
And I think Sandpan was giving us a hard time or something. And Jimmy and I called him and just started yelling at him. And then Jimmy Jimmy said, look, F you. And Jimmy just canceled. Called like the credit card company and canceled the cleavers, in which case he was wounded and PO'd, by the way, Pan was. And I just remember, first off, here's the deal. I'm beyond a serial killer. I'm like a Nazi serial killer when it comes to this sort of like, oh, you're wounded? Oh, I hurt your feelings? All I can do is laugh. I don't give a rat's ass. I did you a favor, you idiot. And this is, and you rode me, and you rode me, and I told you to back off, and you rode a little more, and now you got zero. And I got zero problem with that. Mm-hmm. That's how I want life to run, everybody.
That's justice.
Look, if you say to the neighbor, look, stay out of the yard, it's got some mines, it's mined with bouncing betties, and you give them a few warnings, and they hop over the fence once, and you catch them telling, second or third time he's over the fence, blows his leg off, good. Fine. Warned you five times. You kept going. Now you got nothing. And here's what you should use this as. Use it as a
lesson. Sure.
Learning. Yes. Take it as a lesson. Stop riding the round eye.
Remember he called in the next night? He
got called in. PO'd. Indignant. So all just some kind of weird nightmare that, by the way, started with your wife giving him my cell phone number. The most intrusive volleyball coach I've ever met. And I've only met one, but... He's intrusive. Yeah. Pan just ride me. So good. Screw him. He ain't selling the cleavers. And I'm sure I'm going to end up on some emergency room gurney 10 years from now. And I'm going to be looking up at him through bloodshot eyes. And he's going to be looking over me laughing. That's the last thing I'm going to hear.
Now you need a knife?
Under.
Yeah. I'm going to give you one.
Right. Oh. Don't trust your kids around that guy. God, what an a-hole. Jesus Christ.
I think he grew up. He went off to Yale.
It'd be nice. Good. I hope he stays there.
All right, Sarah. So you'd had sex with your best friend's husband. Best friend of 6 years. How long have you been married?
I haven't.
Oh, you're not married?
No, and he was my first.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Ooh. You mean he was your first a few weeks ago?
Yeah. Just like, yeah.
How long ago? How pregnant are you?
I'm a month.
1 month.
Yeah.
Are you a big gal besides the pregnancy?
I'm only like 100 pounds.
Are you a Mormon?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. True's batting average is 1,000 on that. I should say Anderson's.
Only thing in life.
And
they absolutely can rely upon.
The only thing you can rely upon, and it's not really you doing it.
Nope.
So, Sarah. Why is it you were a virgin up until a few weeks back?
I just committed myself to the Lord, so. But he just.
Oh, you've done a fine job hopping on your best friend's husband.
He turned me on so much, and I just couldn't help myself anymore.
Mm. So he sort of participated in this.
Yeah.
But he really made it worse for you.
Oh yes, he did.
Is he in love? Are you? Well, you're in love with him.
Oh yes, and I'm so afraid to tell him that I'm pregnant with his baby. Tell my best friend.
Is he in love with you?
I don't know.
No, Sarah, don't even think that that's a possibility.
Hmm. Do they have kids?
No.
Okay, good.
You sure?
No. Yes, I'm sure.
Usually when guys knock people up, they just knock everything that moves
up. Well, they're only 22. This guy may be just getting going on that rap.
How old is he?
I think he's 24.
And you say you've been into him for quite some time.
Yeah.
What's so
like
good about him?
3 years.
Are you a Mormon? What is it you're into about him?
He's the bad boy, all tattooed up and.
Oh, fantastic.
Really turns me on.
Just what your folks had in mind. Do you understand? You know what I was basically saying? I I was saying earlier today that, look, if you're going to ram this retarded religious crap up your kid's ass, your kid, it becomes like, I said landmine earlier today. It's sort of like you step on a landmine and it's fine. You just got to keep your foot down. If you lift it up, it's going off. Yeah. Like if you decide you're going to go the retarded, nonsensical religious route with your kid,
all the way,
they have to stay at home until they're 50.
Yeah.
The second you move their foot, boom, they're on top of the Hell's Angel down the street.
Here's what concerns me is that it's one thing to teach people chastity. It's another to teach them that sex is bad, or that part of themselves that is sexual is bad. Then they can only experience their sexuality with bad people.
Right.
With dangerous, problematic, chaotic. Otherwise, that part of themselves is walled off from themselves. They can't let it open. Mm. And that's where things really go off track.
Mm-hmm. All right, Sarah. How about a nice big abortion?
I'm against it, though.
All right. Well,
I want the baby because I want some part of him.
Oh, my God, Sarah. Oh, boy.
What does he do for a living?
He does sheetrock.
Sheetrock.
Yeah.
Drew, remember we discussed this last night?
Yes, we did. They're just below roofers.
Yeah. It goes on the dirt bag.
Well, welding. Welding, roofers, sheetrock.
The dirt bag. Yeah. The flow chart.
Yes.
The dirt bag construction flow chart. Welder, roofer, drywaller.
Yeah.
Hold on. Sarah, is this a bogus call, or are you really just as stupid at 22?
Apparently, I'm stupid.
Okay. Now I feel...
Oh, there we go.
Oh.
Maybe the same girl.
Yeah, she's talking about a band.
Oh, yeah. But maybe that's where the black tooth thing came in.
No.
Remember she said she had a black tooth grin, broke her tooth, ended up with a black tooth grin?
Mm.
So that could have been a diabolical version of the same thing.
Mm. Yeah. Well, last night someone called and yelled a band out. I don't want to get into it.
And they've been cut out.
And Anderson cuts them out because, see, that's the whole deal. If you call the show and you shout out a web address or a band name or something, Anderson will just cut it out.
Yeah.
I would ask him to cut it out, but I've lost my will to host.
Or live.
Well, that's clear.
Yeah.
But now host. I used to not have the will to live, but the will to host.
Yeah.
Which is strange because you can't do it from the grave. You know what I mean?
I let plugs go through, but only if they pay me in advance, and I don't like people trying to get freebies.
Yeah. The point is Anderson is not going to let any of that crap go because he has not lost his will to edit.
Without a little grease of the palm.
Plus, I've heard that band they're talking about, and they suck really bad.
Oh, really? Oh, man.
Well, here's the deal. Be that as it may, if you want to finish that call for people who might be suffering from similar things.
No.
Because it is an interesting question. I mean, she doesn't believe in premarital sex, but they also don't believe in abortion. How do they solve that situation?
Yeah, who cares? Yeah. The point is it's funny. She had that right when I made the bogus call. She had that in her hip pocket ready to blurt out.
Mm.
But I love him. I knew it was bogus.
Yeah, I was getting the bogus vibe.
You were?
Yeah. We'll
pipe up next time.
Well, I was just still taking it. It was actually an interesting question, though. That's why.
Yeah.
All right.
This is Kyle.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
What's happening? 23?
Yes, sir.
You're in the military?
Yes, sir, I am.
What branch?
Army.
All right. And were you posted somewhere? Excited?
Oh, yeah. I've been deployed twice, and I'm going on my third one now, so.
Wow.
Where were you deployed?
First time Afghanistan, second time Iraq.
Mm-hmm. And now, Hawaii? Where are you going?
Pardon me?
Where are you going? Back to Iraq?
Back to Iraq now.
Get on your knees!
Anything you want to tell everybody about it?
It's a good thing, actually. And we're actually, yeah. You know, the news doesn't say a lot of the good stuff that we do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of, like, setting up hospitals, giving them all kinds of stuff they need and equipment and help, schools, building, refurbishing, and all that kind of stuff. So I'd be a little disappointed.
Why are they in such a hurry to get you guys out if so much of what you're doing is helpful?
Who's they?
You hear that supposedly the Iraqis want the Americans out.
They want us out, but the thing is they want us out when time comes. When everything's already done and they're set up, and once they're on their own, they don't want us just sitting there chilling, relaxing.
Are they just afraid that we're going to somehow just hang out there?
Yeah, no. That's pretty much it. But I mean,
they're paranoid.
Well, they
90% like us and wants look, there.
Yeah. Wow. And like any effed up individual, they have a lot of pride.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. The more effed up, the bigger the loser your buddy is, the more pride they seem to have.
Right, right. More pride is an issue, let's put it that way.
Yeah. The more the guy announces he doesn't take handouts, the more he's got his hand out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of pride. They got pride in spades in that part of the world. It's the part where they, you know, don't beat the crap out of their women and that sort of stuff. That's the part they're a little bit lacking in. That's all. They gotta focus on that. Pride part. Lots of pride.
No, they got a great... They're nice individuals and nice people for the most part.
That's good.
All right.
What's going on?
Both my brother and I, we're both in the military and both been deployed. Actually, he's going on his second tour pretty soon. Since we've been deployed, we both got over the recommended 6 shots of anthrax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the anthrax protection stuff. Just
the vaccine, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because of loss of medical records, stuff like that. Between that, and it's kind of an inside joke with us, because our memories have pretty much been going downhill. That's a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Since we've been getting deployed and getting all those shots and everything like that. And I'm just kind of wondering, both of us are, if that has anything to do with the anthrax, because they never really told us.
Is there anything else? Are you doing any do you ever do speed or stimulants of any type?
Oh, no.
Never?
No.
No history of that?
No history of drugs or anything like that, so...
And has any been any mood disturbance associated with the memory loss?
Not anything different than you would for getting normally deployed in that situation.
And when you say memory, do you mean you have trouble like remembering names or new learning or have trouble doing multiple tasks?
More new learning. Like we could both still do multiple tasks and we both remember stuff from before we started going out and getting deployed and stuff like that. But since we've gone out and stuff, it's just kind of... It's hard to remember new stuff. We got to actually write stuff down and
all that.
It's kind of getting a pain in the ass, and we're both wondering. Like,
all right, hold on a second.
There have been various concerns about the vaccines and the anthrax shots. Remember the Gulf War syndrome? They were worried that was associated with that, and that was fatigue and low sperm count and anemia, things
but
of that
who
sort.
Even knows. I mean, who knows how the body reacts under these stressful situations?
This kind of memory disturbance he's describing is a pretty significant form of memory loss. It's not the usual sort of aging-related thing or drug-related problem. It's actually kind of a concern. They should bring it up with the military people, the military officers there.
It seems too esoteric.
No, because if they were seeing stuff like this, first of all, they'd want to know it. They'd follow it and track it, and they should know it if this kind of stuff is being caused by that.
I think you give them too much credit.
And the reality, though, is there probably isn't much they can do about it, unfortunately. I would bet that once you're sort of out of these extreme circumstances, some of this will settle down.
Also, I agree with that. I also know... I don't know if you feel this way, but I'm personally this way. Just weird sort of ebb and flow cycles of being super lucid and having a great memory. And then it seems like whole months where it's like, hey, I can't really get it together. Don't seem very sharp,
but,
you know.
But haven't you noticed that has been more evident as you've gotten older? You wouldn't have that kind of stuff when you were 23.
No, I know what you're saying, but it wasn't exactly memory, but it was just sort of energy. And
energy then, yeah. Now, maybe it's because you and I have to express ourselves all the time, but sometimes I can express myself clearly. Sometimes, forget it.
Yeah, but for me, I don't think it was that much different when I was 20.
Okay.
It was like some days were good days, some days were bad days, and maybe some months were good months, and some had to do with sort of affect
mood and
depression and that kind of stuff. So it's a hard thing to quantify.
Well, they can. I mean, you have special tests for it, but it's a hard thing to go after subjectively.
Right.
You have to really measure it.
Kyle?
Yes, sir.
Well, there's no hurt. I mean, here's what I would do. I would talk to other guys in my squad or platoon or whatever you're in, other people that have had the anthrax vaccination. Well, that's one guy, and it's his brother. I talk to other people casually and see if you can get a little head count, like what's going on. Do you guys experience any of this? And if enough of them do, then it's time to sort of go in and talk to a doctor about it and try to get to the bottom of it.
Okay.
Yeah, and got another question, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some people, my friends, laugh at me and stuff because they say I masturbate excessively because I'm normally like four to seven times a day normally.
Yeah.
Is that normal.
47?
Well, you're trapped in a tent.
With your buddies?
No, this is like at home.
Oh, at home. Well, first off.
What happens in Iraq? What do you do?
10 to 12.
What happens in Iraq?
Yeah, in Iraq it was a lot more, actually.
A lot more?
Well, here's the thing. When today may be your last day, it's time to beat off.
But I think his memory is going with his chi. His chi is leaving his body.
If I was in Iraq, all I'd be doing is smoking and masturbating. I'd be smoking two cigarettes and beating off constantly.
And drinking your medicine.
I wouldn't want to take a car bomb or a sniper's bullet and know, I beat off 10 days ago. And I quit cigarettes 3 days earlier.
You wouldn't want that.
No, I here's what
you
I would be
just
doing.
Finished masturbating.
I'd be smoking two cigarettes and beating off constantly. And it'd be like,
yeah, you don't have to show me. Oh. I get it with the verbal description.
It'd be like,
Adam is to put the fingers to the mouth and get the hand going down on the junk. Really?
Adam,
come on, I know what you're saying.
You do an interview with Stars and Stripes magazine. All right, go ahead. What do you have questions? Huh? I think it's a just work.
We're helping these people.
Yeah, we're helping these people. I mean, we're giving
just a second.
We're giving them. You know, we're not giving them a hand. We're giving them a hand. Hey, you got any of that lube?
Here's some Prowl.
What issue is this coming out, by the way? This will be August or you think it'll be September? Mm-hmm. Oh, newsreel. Think folks back at home. I would just be masturbating. I have two cigarettes hanging on each corner of my mouth. I should be beating off constantly. Out on patrol, wherever, Humvee, doesn't matter. I mean, just think about that thing that's sort of constant. Like, hey, you may not come back from patrol.
Yeah.
Would there be a time to quit anything?
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine? Like, here's what I would do. I'd be in the mess hall, and it'd be like, I'm pretty full. Well, look at that peach cobbler. Don't eat that peach cobbler. You know, you're putting some weight on. We eat that peach cobbler.
Could be the last one.
And by the way, saying you're not going to eat that peach cobbler may be the last thing that runs through your head when you're lying on the ground after a car bomb went off. Hey, go eat. And that would go on, and then I would then I'd be 300 pounds when I got home, and then I would just keep it going, keep the party going. All right. That's my plan, by the way, Drew.
It's good. It's great. Great plan.
Go to Iraq and morbidly obese. And smoke two cigarettes. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah! Hell yeah! Love line of Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. David is on the phone.
David's calling from Vermont. Must be Burlington.
David?
Yes?
Where are you calling from? Brattleboro?
No, a little further north. We're in a college town called Middlebury.
Well, you're in Middlebury? Do you go to Middlebury?
No, I actually live here.
Mm. I was just in Burlington about a month ago and went to the Burlington, the Vermont teddy bear factory, where every radio personality on earth was represented except you and me.
I don't think I have headshots. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah, they're getting
hey David.
Now because of their bears.
What's that?
They got a crazy about you bear, and I guess it offended some people from the mental health areas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because it's crazy.
I see.
About you.
Well, here's the deal. When you land at the airport in Burlington, the first thing they shove in your face is you got to go to the Ben & Jerry's ice cream factory and you got to go to the teddy bear factory. It's like, what? That's it? That's all we got? That's it.
Yeah, well, we got a tar pit over here. Would you rather go to a teddy bear factory or a pit filled with tar?
You know, I'm just saying it's close. It's a close.
Yeah.
Toss up.
Yeah. Hey, David?
Yes.
What's going on in Vermont? What do you do over there?
Pretty much right now, when it rains, we go mudding, and when it doesn't rain, we just bask in the sun and enjoy what little warm weather we got.
Wait,
that was a nothing. He does nothing.
You go mudding? How do you mud?
We wait until there's a big storm, and then we take our four-wheel drive vehicles and go on really bad roads.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Yeah, but what do you do for work?
Or school?
I work at a grocery store right now, but currently I'm on disability.
Right now. Ooh. Hey, Middlebury's a great school, by the way.
Why are you on disability?
I have lupus, and I ended up getting a vascular ulcer on my leg, and it's impossible for me to work.
So you had vasculitis?
Yep.
Ooh-wee.
I actually called about a few months ago with a erectile dysfunction, which actually cleared itself up.
Ugh. I'll see what happens when we put you on hold for 2 days. Hey, Drew, what about lupus? How do you get that?
Well, it's an autoimmune disease. It's thought to... We don't know what causes it, really. In males, it happens usually in people's 20s. It's almost exclusively women. When males get it, more often than not, it's triggered by medication.
Gay medication.
So is this a medication-related lupus?
No, this said that I had an enzyme in my blood or that caused me to have blood clots, and they said that...
No. So you have a lupus anticoagulant. You don't actually have lupus. All right, got it.
And they said it's only affecting my veins and not...
Yeah. That's a different thing. That's not lupus. That's a lupus so anticoagulant.
You can't work just four-wheel drive. You just do four-wheel drive?
Yeah, competitions.
All right. And maybe you get a gig where you're not standing and bagging.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do at the moment. I'm trying to get a down job.
Are you a heavy guy?
No, I'm probably 170 pounds, 6 foot.
Okay,
all right.
All right, so they're treating you for the lupus anticoagulant, right?
Yep, I gave me blood thinners, Coumadin.
Coumadin.
And I'm actually getting married next year, and I was wondering, what are the chances of me actually passing on this disorder to my children?
I don't know the inheritance pattern off the top of my head, but it's not something that typically is associated with a genetic issue.
Worry more about the slacker gene. That's what you should be
the
concerned
mutting
about.
Gene.
Yeah, get a son that just wants to hang out all day.
Yeah, and this may turn into something else too. This may, you know, this what this lupus anticoagulant is all about. We'll have to kind of see as time goes along whether it's an isolated thing or not.
I like you, but you're 20. You got a little lupus going, and you have no gig. Maybe you ought to hold off a couple of years on the marriage.
Yeah, I want to hold off, but she wants to go gung ho.
Well, just hold off on the kids. Hold off on the kid thing. The marriage.
All right. Hey, even marriage for a 20-year-old guy. I just feel like a guy needs to get his ass together a little bit more.
Well, that's true.
I mean, he's 20.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not saying see the world. I'm just saying use the... Well, I know use it as a motivational factor, but I just mean like... I don't know. Did you want to have some sense of yourself or your place in the world?
We talk about that all the time. I mean, how can you even know who you should marry till you know who you are?
Yeah.
Where you fit.
Well, you pick someone hot.
Well, then you just... Well, maybe his girlfriend is hot. Mudding. No.
All right. Got Robin over here has a provocative question. Robin?
Yes?
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
I gave birth to a little girl about 6 months ago, and it was a vaginal birth.
Was it yours? Was it yours?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Keep going.
Okay, I had a vaginal birth, and I tore, and I was sewn back up. I now have, like, an extra flap of skin.
Mm. Could be the kid's ear.
And I don't know if that's normal or not.
Is it right that the sort of base of the vagina there, like where the perineum begins?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so they just sort of left. When they sewed it together, there's a little pucker, basically.
Yeah, you got a little something there anyway, don't you?
No, they can really leave a little something behind, a little dog ear.
Mm. Well, that's just shoddy work.
That is shoddy work. They're supposed to cut that off.
Mm.
You can get that repaired with laser.
Mm.
It's not normal, but it's not hurting anything.
Eh.
It's not in the way.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. If your husband?
Yes, my husband.
Husband isn't worried about it, and you aren't worried about it, don't worry about it.
And so it can't harm me at all.
Well, based on what you're describing, obviously your doctor had to take a look at it to make sure it's not a wart or something else.
Mm.
But it sounds like it's a pucker from the episiotomy. Not you tore, they sewed you back up, and they didn't quite oppose the surfaces quite accurately.
Episiotomy is where they make the slit.
They cut it for you, yeah.
Right, and then they sew it back up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then when they put the two surfaces together, sew it back up, they didn't line it up just right.
Right, it overlapped or puckered or something.
Yeah.
Oh. It happens all the time.
Nah, listen, I could see that. And I could also see the guy being in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be wanting to get out of there. You know what I mean?
And who knows? Robin could have been in a county hospital or something where they're doing 30 births. Who knows?
Crystal?
Yeah?
18?
Yes.
Crystal, what I agree? Number 3 on my white trash name list?
Might have been 2.
We got Cammy.
Cammy and Tammy. Samantha was up there.
No.
Oh.
Cammy and Tammy are number 1.
Oh,
Crystal.
Yeah, yeah. Crystal, yeah.
Oh, there's Brandy, and then there's Angel.
Oh.
But that Angel goes in the more Latina thing, but still up there on my white trash list. Go ahead, Crystal.
Yeah.
What's the question?
I'm going to keep you at number 3, but I got to tell you, Brandy's nipping at your heels.
Really? Well, that's pretty interesting.
Well, I'm thinking about going Cammy, Tammy, Brandy, Crystal.
As opposed to Cammy, Tammy, Crystal, Brandy.
I can wait, but...
Angel.
Angel.
Yeah, rounding out the top five.
You can wait. Crystal, what's the question?
Oh.
Here we go.
What?
What's the question?
Well,
that's it.
I have...
No. Hey, sweetie, you got bumped. You're number four now.
That's it.
It's Cammy, Tammy...
Because the Brandys were just jumping on it. You said Brandy to a 17, pow, she came right on.
Yeah. Now it's Cammy, Tammy, Brandy, Crystal, Angel.
Okay.
All right. Now, Crystal, you want to go to number five, or are you going to state your question clearly and concisely?
And quickly.
And quickly. Concisely. I think I made that word up. Go ahead, Crystal.
I think I'm addicted to sex. I'll
move you back
time.
Up to three.
What's that?
Go ahead. I need it all the time. I need to figure out like a way to calm myself down.
Are you, have anybody ever thought you were maybe bipolar? Manic depression?
Depression, yeah. I was diagnosed with depression a few years ago when my dad had cancer.
But not manic depression?
Hmm.
I don't think so. I was pretty young.
Do you have a boyfriend?
A couple.
So when you say you're addicted to sex, it's not just with any one person? You have to have multiple partners?
Well, no, not at the same time.
I don't mean at the same time. I mean, you got to go from one to the next, or you can do it with one guy repeatedly, and you're okay with that.
Well, it's okay, but usually I get bored, and I have to move on.
Were you sexually abused or physically abused growing up?
Not that I can remember.
Are you addicted to any other chemicals, drugs, alcohol?
I smoke cigarettes.
Nah. She's just, she's a passionate woman.
Well, she's acting out. And I think she has sort of pressured she is. There's a little bit of a bipolar quality to her.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this, are you feeling depressed now?
Not right now, no. I do often, though.
Could this sex be a way of trying to manage depression?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I just like it.
Okay.
Back to three.
Junior college, Crystal?
No way.
No.
Yeah.
Honors what are you college. Doing?
What's that?
Honors college.
High school.
What's that mean?
No. Honors college at a university. The university honors college.
You go to school called honors?
No, it's Oklahoma University. OU honors college.
All right.
Yeah, I mean,
the name of the universities sometimes have colleges within the university.
This is called honors.
We're supposed to know what that, that one is.
No, I'm sorry. It's just a higher standard. It's the magna stuff.
It's a good.
You're the advanced 4-year university.
Right.
You're out of high school.
Well, yeah, I just graduated in May. I'll be going next month to college.
What are you studying? What are you going to study?
International business and Spanish.
Wow. International Poontang. So, Crystal.
Yes, sir.
There's a couple things. Sometimes it's easy. Chicks were just sexually abused and now they're on autopilot.
Right.
Other times it's a little depression mixed in with a little didn't get the attention maybe they wanted from daddy, mixed in with a healthy libido, mixed in with I can do it.
But usually there's something sort of fueling it. If she is, particularly when she's bothered by it and wants to slow it down and can't.
How are you built, Crystal? Big calves?
Yeah, I'm pretty thick.
Little hair on the upper lip?
No, I try and keep that under control.
Well, no, he's trying to build a case for a high level of circulating testosterone, and sort of making
you
male.
Once in a while you meet these chicks that are just a little bit dude in carriage.
Biology, yeah.
In biology, they're a little bit, they're sort of like these women that look.
Strangely, those are never the multi-orgasmic women.
No.
It made kind of sense because men aren't multi-orgasmic either.
But they approach, there's a little bit of a, they approach sex a little bit like a male.
Yeah.
Here's my thing, Drew.
Huh.
If I meet a chick named Chris, I'm just going to ask her for a BJ. Like you got a 75% chance of getting one. Now, if you meet Judith, you're going to get sued.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Just by asking.
You understand my names. I'm going to teach my son. Like, look, son, if you're at a frat party or bar, mixer, or something like that, and you meet a
Cammy, Tammy, Crystal,
Angel, you get a BJ, but you probably regret it. Don't go down that path. You should have that teardrop tattoo.
Ooh.
The point is, no, the tan.
Yeah, I know. That means jail, yeah.
Yeah, it means she's in the joint. Here's my point. If you meet a Crystal, just go ahead and ask her for a BJ. And she may get upset, but the next one will be giving you a BJ. Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Judith, Shelley, don't bother. I'll give a whole list of names and just ask for sex for.
I'm going to have you talk to my sons.
Yeah.
But Crystal.
Would you like me to talk to them? Hopefully they're listening.
Dear God, no.
Crystal?
But Crystal, it's bothering you. Here's the deal. If you were truly sexually addicted, which you don't really meet criteria for that, you'd need some sort of treatment for this. If you're bipolar, feeling depressed, you know, you may be sort of, or managing a depression with sort of using sex as a drug, that's something that ought to be looked into, because this is probably going to get worse with time. And if you're just sort of been traumatized recently, and sometimes women, whether they're raped or sort of inappropriately sexually advanced against, they'll suddenly compulsively act out sexually.
Anything like that?
Well, the guy I lost my virginity to, I was just with him for like a couple months, and he ended up going to jail for molesting his little brothers.
Mm. So this, did you feel like you were raped by this guy?
Not until after I found.
All right. Crystal, we don't get a clear read on this being a big deal with you.
Yeah. Rein it in, then. Reel it in.
Go ahead and stop. If you can't, then see a therapist, see a doctor, and talk about what might be looked at. You know, might be done here. I'm sort of getting more of a bipolar thing with her than anything else.
Let's take a little break, Cedric.
Let's do.
Be right back after this.
Hey, everybody.
Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Pauly Shore is going to be in here tomorrow night. And then the All-American Rejects are going to be in here Thursday night.
I will be broadcasting from Washington, D.C. tomorrow night, just to warn you.
What's going on over there? Oh, you're talking to the
Capitol
Senate.
Hill.
Capitol Hill.
It's good to look forward to this. It's the
What's
interns.
What's in your wallet?
The interns on Capitol Hill.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah. I don't know.
Seen those commercials?
Yes, I do.
Capitol Hill.
Yeah, be nice. Yeah. And also, those of you that are with me on Thursday, please take a look at Discovery Health Channel Midnight.
Yeah.
Strictly Sex.
It's where you'll find Drew, everybody.
That's right. Actually, we're doing an interesting... This is the show on sex, drugs, and surgery. So we're doing the penis enlargements and the vaginal reconstructions, all those things I scrubbed in all these surgeries, so we kind of show you how they work.
That's this Wednesday.
This Wednesday at midnight.
Discovery Health.
Yeah.
Are you going... You're not going to these TCA things on Thursday out here, are you?
I'm supposed to go to some dinner on Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. That's Saturday.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm doing the thing, but I think I'm going to some of the parties afterwards.
I got to do these things for Discovery on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess because I'm already out. All right.
Let go of that.
I'm already out, so I'm not
being
presented.
Is it the Peninsula Hotel? Go to that.
All right.
I'll be bored otherwise. It's going to be me and those biker guys. Samantha?
Yeah.
Or the dog that practices yoga.
Ugh.
Are you sure he's just not sleeping? No, he's in tantric dog down, up position.
Down dog position.
Down dog position. My dog does that too, but he does it when he's sleeping. Yeah. Go ahead, Samantha.
My boyfriend and I really enjoy anal sex. And, every time he does it, it hurts really bad, but I really enjoy it. And then for
Wait. I'm confused. It hurts really bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is that? How can you enjoy it if it hurts so bad?
Well, like when he's first going in, it hurts really bad, but once we actually get into it, I really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Do you orgasm that way?
Yeah. Oh.
Let me ask you this. Does he have to reach around and ring your bell?
No.
A little bit, or you just orgasm?
How do you orgasm? How does that work?
From anal sex, it just really turns me on, and I don't know. I've never been able to orgasm without any stimulation.
You like oral sex?
But as far as anal goes, it doesn't take any stimulation elsewhere.
Hmm. Well, I'll tell you. Well, there's a testimonial. For
takes me. All kinds.
Yeah.
And are you orgasmic with intercourse? Usually,
only anal intercourse. But if it's just vaginal intercourse, then it takes stimulation elsewhere.
You mean like oral sex?
Yeah.
No. Or if it's vaginal intercourse, it takes stimulation. Like you have to flick your bean a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But she's able to do that during the intercourse. Again, that's a little bit of a different category.
Yeah, but by the way, you've covered all three corners of the sexual pyramid with young Samantha. You got the anal orgasm, you have technically
intercourse orgasm,
and you have the oral orgasm.
She's a unique breed.
Nice job, baby. You should teach over at the Learning Annex, the Learning Tree. Yeah. How do they get those celebrities to do that, by the way?
I don't know.
They get Rob Reiner to schlep out to the West Valley to talk to 18 idiots.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think celebrities are such blowhards that when people approach them and go, you know, Mr. So-and-so, we'd like you to wax philosophical about the essence of comedy. They're, oh, yeah.
I'll be right over.
They don't realize it's in a trailer in Canoga Park. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Samantha.
So, yeah, after we do it, for about a week afterwards, I have really painful bowel movements.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's worth it.
And yeah. I'm not sure, if there's any way that we can make it so it doesn't hurt so bad, when he's starting to have anal sex with me, and so I don't have such painful bowel movements.
All right. Well, how's he built down there?
He's really big.
Oh, jeez.
Really big. All right.
Great.
Well, there's a little math problem here. How about, you guys use plenty of lube?
Yeah.
How about some Coke? We rub some cocaine
on
it.
First of all, warm baths afterwards and maybe some Anusol cream to deal with the God knows what you've done to yourself there.
And, what are you talking about, a little graduated Lucite
and then
bulbs?
The other thing is, maybe get something to sort of open things up ahead of time, put a sort of a graduated device in.
Here's the problem. Drew and I, neither one of us are fans of the fudge.
Right.
We don't want to know what Brown can do for us.
No.
We just don't.
What does Brown do for you? No.
No,
don't care.
Here's basically what it is. I don't like liver. I don't think Drew likes liver either.
We're not part of the FF, the fudge fans.
Here's the deal. So you're calling saying, I need a good recipe for liver. And I'm like, why don't you eat a nice hamburger?
Yeah.
No, I really like to eat liver. Why don't you have a nice steak? That's better.
We're trying to talk you out of it.
We're talking you out of it because to us it's like, I don't like that.
You know, it's hurting you. It's causing you harm, potentially.
Right. You really get off on it. On the other hand, you're 21 and you're having painful bowel movements.
Your rectum is going to fall out when you're 75. That's what happens. You get rectal prolapse.
Rectum.
And that's a lovely thing when the rectum falls out your tush.
Let me close my eyes. Yeah. Okay, the point is maybe you should give it a break. And why don't you just save it for special occasions, religious holidays, your dad's birthday. Stuff like that.
Breaking the fast.
Dad died. Well, he died 2 years ago today. All right. Anal.
Break it out.
Other than that, I don't really know other than, gradually train your sphincter by, dilating it with progressively larger Lucite butt plugs.
Right. Then it'd be Lucite.
I like Lucite.
I know. It sounds good.
Well, what do you want to make them out of? Cat intestine or pig gut or something?
Latex, cat gut. Yeah, it's all good.
I'm just saying, you don't want to make it out of cheese or marzipan or something.
That'd be interesting.
I think they're always Lucite.
All right.
By the way, Lucite has really stepped up in the porn and stripper industry. You know, porn shoes are now made out of
Lucite. I was doing a man on the street thing, and I was outside of the shop. I looked in the shop window, and it had elaborate glass. Like dildos and things.
Yeah.
Elaborate.
They really stepped it up.
And I imagine some of them were acrylic.
Dow Corning is really on top of their game.
They're expensive, too, like $500.
$500. Hannah?
Hello?
Hannah, you're 19?
Yes.
You can only have sex when you're drunk or on drugs?
Yeah.
All right. That doesn't sound good. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Girlfriend?
No.
All right.
Are you
just with strangers?
Just with strangers. Well, so. You got to lower your inhibitions, and you do that with drugs and alcohol.
Why don't you actually have a relationship with somebody, and maybe you won't feel so uncomfortable?
Yeah, that's kind of hard. I have commitment issues.
Mm. Were you sort of beaten up as a kid?
Not really, no.
Not right. really. Adam, were you beaten as a kid?
Uh, here's the deal. You got issues, and we got issues too, which is we're running out of time.
So here's the deal. You need to make it so that you can be open and trustworthy of other people, that you can actually have a relationship. Until that happens, until that is scarier than the prospect of having sex with strangers, you're going to have some trouble. Mm-hmm. You got to get some help and have basically for you, therapy would just be having a relationship, mm-hmm. working through all the feelings of actually getting close to another proximity of another mind. Mm. And then naturally you'll have a relationship and you'll work out these sexual issues with somebody who actually cares about you.
Yeah, good times. All right. We'll be back after this. That's the show, everyone. The great Pauly Shore in tomorrow night. And until next time, Santa Carla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.